This podcast is intended for mature audiences only. This podcast will contain adult language and subject matter. It is not suitable for all listeners and ages. In no way does this podcast reflect the other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester, Gloucester Podcast, or Homecast. Your personal discretion is advised.
Oh my god, I love that song, like, so much. This is Alicia Unleashed, and it is number 22. Woo! Can't believe this. 22. Right? That's ridiculous. 22. So this is Alicia Unleashed. We have a virgin here.
Yeah!
Woo! Yes! We have Christina. Christina, say hello.
Hello.
She is a podcast virgin. She is an Alicia and Lee's virgin, but not for long. We're about to pop her. And then we have B-Side.
What up?
Hello.
Hello.
So what is today's Tuesday, right?
Today is Tuesday.
Okay.
All day.
So obviously, the first thing we're going to talk about, obviously, was dodgeball. Let's just say the Homecast is actually doing a podcast right now. You know, obviously, they're going to be talking about dodgeball, but I'm sure our topics may be a little bit different than theirs.
Maybe. I don't know. Joey seemed pretty hyped up about, he's like, you got to talk about this on the podcast. Hi, guys.
So Christina was on my team.
Yes.
She was, so I just love to do it for the fun of it. When I had the restaurant, we did Mamie's Kitchen, we sponsor, but now I just love to do it for the fun of it, and the money goes to Camp Spindrift, so I'm all about just like ponying up some money and just giving it to Camp Spindrift, and I think it's awesome. So, and this is your second year being on my team.
Yes,
it is. You loved it though.
Absolutely.
Like, you were like, just like everyone else, you were so nervous. Like, obviously everyone is so nervous in their first year.
Correct. Well, I think it was more nervous about me getting out there, not knowing anybody. I mean, I come from a softball background, so I do know how to throw a ball, and I've gotten plenty of toys and everything else thrown at me, so I sort of know how to dodge them. But when you're in the moment, it's like you kind of forget, and then it just kind of clicks. You know, once that first ball hits somebody in the face or the leg or, you know, wipes somebody out in the audience standing there. So it's definitely a
And then experience. You come back.
Absolutely not.
See, it was so awesome.
Yes.
So like this year we had a couple of newbies to fill in for us and they were like, oh my God, nobody can do this. Like, oh my God, this is so scary. And then when you get in it, they're like, ah, like yeah. They love it.
It was the whole ride over. I mean, we were talking and they were like, you know, we have no idea. Another girl played softball with me, and then, you know, some other girls, you know, she just wanted to be part of it. She knew it would be fun, so she's like, you know what, I'm not doing anything. I'm going to go out and try my best. Walking down the road, and it was, I'm so nervous, and oh my God, what if I get hit in the face? And I'm like, you guys, once you get there and you start, you know, seeing everybody walking around, having fun, having laughs, seeing the costumes or whatever you want to call the wardrobes. And then, you know, they loved it. We didn't even start playing, and they were like, oh my God, we got to do this next year.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, we have to see what's going on with the team, because that's how I was last year. You know, my first year, I was nervous about it,
right. Thinking,
is Alicia going to call me back? Was I good enough? But it's all for the fun, and like I said, I love it. My favorite thing. And it's out of nowhere. I mean, it was in the middle of March.
It's been April. It kind of changes up depending on schedules.
Exactly. The weather was a little off. Last year was
beautiful,
sunny. I mean, we got burnt. It was so hot. And then this year it was, you know, the weather was a little weird in the morning, and then
it wasn't snowing,
thank God. Not muddy. Not sunny.
Right.
So that was good.
It was not muddy.
No, which I thought it would be.
This was the first year it wasn't muddy.
Correct. They actually stretched out the court, I think, because last year the mud was so all around. I think
the court
shrunk
a little bit bigger.
Yeah, no, I think it was regulation size.
Yeah,
now,
it was regulation size.
Yeah, because last year was a little small, was it not?
Yeah, I think because the mud was there, so we had a.
Okay.
I mean, we're already sliding in. We're breaking ankles, twisting ankles.
I know you.
For me, you know, it always happens, and of course, the minute I start, I fall. But you know, you get right back up, and you just hope and pray you can make it through the end of the day. But this was just because it, you know, it was
people
a big
people are diving.
Oh yeah.
Diving.
Oh my God.
For
the guys
diving.
The guys that were diving Like, seriously, they were barely wearing anything. I mean, you know what team I'm talking about. The ones with the G-strings.
They were like boy straps.
We're getting down. No, like, they had the string going up their back.
It was the weirdest thing.
They were going down on the ground and hitting it. I'm like, oh, my ribs. I'm like, my ribs hurt for you.
Oh, my God. So, this year, the best costume went to the Vikings.
Oh,
that was awesome.
Everything, they came in first.
They had a mascot. Did you see the size of that guy?
Oh, yes.
He was huge.
He was drinking out of the horn.
They were all drinking out of
the
horn.
Oh, the horn, yeah.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Coolest thing ever. Right?
And they were super chill when they first, they were like the second team to arrive after us, and they were like really like, hey.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah.
It was
so much fun. Either, so it was kind of cool.
Well, this, you know, some teams come, you know, teams are coming from all over. People are coming from all over, formed, you know, there's 20 teams. So, you know, I don't know, like, we faced the Filthy Milfs.
Yeah,
we did really well against them.
That was a long. I mean, that was a long Jen game.
That was a freaking.
Was it Jen?
Long game.
Jen was Jen.
Jen was like
super nervous before she even went out there. Yeah. Like,
but that's the point. I mean, like, you don't have to be good at anything. It's pure luck.
Yeah.
I mean, if you can move, because you know, you get five people against five, and then two go away. So then three gang up on you, and it's like you got to watch the person that's looking at you. But then the other one, you know, tries to look at somebody that hits you. I mean, you just got to go.
I'm actually, from being an athletic supporter this time.
I loved your shirt, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Loved it. Yeah, did you love my shirt? Straight out of money, bitch. Straight out of money. Because
you bought that shirt, that's why.
I've kind of realized a strategy, and I will reveal it to you not in public forum right now. For next year, so you can tell.
I got a strategy that I'm not going to reveal in public forum right now, and I think it went well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, we did a little bit of a strategy this year. It was awesome.
But even next year, like, I was watching a lot of the teams, and I figured out what they were doing to keep more people in.
Perfect.
It's freaking brilliant.
All right, you're our coach next year, Bridget.
Oh, well,
so that means, Alicia, you playing?
I don't think I'm going to play. I'll be the manager. I'll be the manager. Bridget, you'll be the coach. Are you going to play, Bridget? She may, huh? Look, she had... Look,
well, that's if the other girls don't want to, you know, give up their time.
Well,
either,
you know,
so.
I don't understand. We did have to supplement with Angela.
Absolutely.
Angela's coming back. Yeah. You know, Angela was out because, you know, she got sick. But Angela's been on my team for 4 years.
That's right.
So my team will be a little bit different next year.
Well, and I also think it's great to come down, even if you don't have a team. I mean, look what happened to 3 or 4 teams down there this year.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't have enough people. You know, you didn't know what to do with people. I mean, they just came down thinking they weren't going to play. And, you know, I was like, you better bring this, you better bring that in case you get called up. And it happened.
Well, that's
the
rabbit.
You know?
Well, the rabbit. So
the rabbit had a good
idea. Anton.
Yep.
So the rabbit was down, and we saw him on Sunday morning. I'm like, what are you going to do? He goes,
Saturday morning.
I keep thinking Sunday because it was Sunday before. And I told Rabbit, I'm like, Rabbit, I need people. He's like, I have two on deck. I was like, what? He goes, people do last minute. Because why tell extra people to come down? I'm like, so flipping smart.
It is.
Yeah. It is so smart. So that's how we got Anton.
Yep.
Our G-string guy.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's how we got.
Gotta let him
number
four. He was great.
Yeah, he was awesome.
He was great. He was very responsive.
He was a great team
to
player.
To being like
thrown
into another
awesome.
Team and stuff like that.
The best part about him too was he was with the other team. I don't know if it was the
he didn't know
the
Ivans
or something.
Yeah, the crazy Ivans.
But he was part of it and he didn't even care. He was like, all right, I'll go wherever and. Like nothing. You
it was
know?
Played
awesome.
Barefoot and in a thong.
Crazy.
Exactly.
Amazing.
Crazy. It was awesome.
Yeah.
So we pre-gamed a little bit.
We did.
Okay, a little bit. We pre-gamed Friday, Saturday, and then also we did some stuff on Sunday at a cookout. So it's kind of... So I just want to give props to Joey.
Yes.
We've said this before, but Joey, you have great meat.
We love your meat.
We love your meat, Joey. And also, Joey, you're a great wingman.
For the most part.
Great,
I guess.
Great wingman. So God. Joey's meat is amazing, and Joey is a great wingman.
Yes.
Love that.
Yeah.
So, Bridget, we saw a lot of beers flying. So what's your PSA for next year?
My PSA is if you're going to come and spectate, or even if you're going to be a player, I know at some point you get really drunk and you forget these rules. My suggestion is do not turn your back. Or even look sideways when a game is in play. I watched so much beer fly, so many solo cups, so many girls in their puffy white vests or their black vests and their like boots get soaked in whatever they were drinking because a ball went out of bounds and whacked right into them.
So, bottom line, you're screwed if you're on the sideline.
Stay, you know.
unless you stay alert.
Stay alert. Or stand behind a big dude, like I did. I stood behind this one dude for, like, a long time. Because every time ball came by, I flinched. Because I, you know, I had no drink in my hand. So.
No, and you know, I noticed this year is that they which I thought was great, they switched the porta potties. The year before, it was over on the side. This year, they put them back where they were the year before that, like a couple of years ago. But you didn't quite like those porta potties this year, huh, Bridget?
No.
Was there a reason they didn't like them?
Yeah, they were shitty.
literally?
literally. for the puppies. Well, number one, the toilet situation in there, like
the toilet wasn't in the middle. It was on.
Yeah, it was
on
off
the
to
side.
The side. It was so close to the wall that, like, if you were a shorter person than me squatting, because that's what you're supposed to do, and you come up,
not cheek to seat.
Nah, you're gonna like break your clavicle like on the toilet paper roll.
Yes,
and this cannot be confirmed. But
nor do I want to be the person to confirm it,
right? For insurance purposes, cannot be confirmed. My cell phone might have been in my pocket of my vest, and I might have stood up and heard a clunk clunk.
Nope. A little splash splash.
No. Let me clear the air.
You might want to in that situation.
Yes, right. There was no splash. But I thought it was the lid getting caught on my leggings. So I was like, oh, walked right on out. This girl went in right behind me, and I walked 3 feet and was like, uh-oh, where's my phone? Went right back inside to see, like, obviously she came out, went back inside to see if it fell on the ground, because that's where I heard the clunk, and it was gone.
So here's the thing, and this is for anyone listening. Do you go back and retrieve it?
No, absolutely not. I did.
Wait, Christina.
Wait. Let me finish first. It literally was 45 minutes into us arriving there. The games hadn't even started. It was only 10:45 when
it happened that early.
It happened pretty early because Ivan had Anton hadn't even shown up yet. We hadn't met Anton because you know I would have taken tons of photos of that.
Well, enough for nothing, but maybe someone would have went in there, like the crazy Ivans or even the guys with the Viking costumes. I mean, they're crazy people. You never know.
But would you have used it after they
absolutely
fished it out of
not.
The
That's the question.
No. I was thinking of getting a stick just to confirm my greatest fears. Just to confirm it.
Not even that, Bridget.
There hadn't been that many people that had used it yet. My main problem was people were like, well, what's the big deal? It's your phone. My mother has a condition. If my mother had an emergency, she would have no idea that that had happened. Why I didn't think to call her from your cell phone?
I was just thinking to call it.
No. I called her at like 4. I didn't call her right when I realized my phone was gone.
I think you should have called your phone to see if it would have lit up in the blue fluid in the toilet.
I thought about that too.
I mean, that would have been pretty cool.
But
dark porta potty, come on now.
I waited until the games were over and Alicia and I were in the car and we were driving past everyone waiting for the shuttle before I started to get teary-eyed and a little misty. Then I realized I have my old AT&T phone at home. And they can transfer my phone number back to that phone as long as it's charged. And I will have access to everything I needed. And I was like, not as bad as I thought. And I got my replacement phone today.
And what'd you get?
I got the Samsung S6 Active.
Perfect.
And it is heavy as a brick. I'm thinking I might make brick chicken with it. I don't know.
Well, is it heavy enough to fall out of your pocket and fall in the floor?
Probably. Feel that. That is a heavy.
Starting to do weights for that.
We will never do that.
It's like weightlifting.
But yet so thin.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, no. I learned from the rabbit who I got to meet this weekend.
Love the rabbit. By the way, want to party
amazing.
With the rabbit.
Amazing.
Absolutely.
He
love him.
He is hilarious.
He is amazing.
And
amazing.
And at 8:30 in the morning, he has no problem.
I love him.
Pulling
I love
down
the
his
rabbit.
Pants
I love him.
And showing his speedo.
Oh,
and
he
like
just walked around all Joey's house.
It was
house
great.
In his speedo.
It was so great.
Loved it.
But he said, oh, yeah, I put my phone away. Which is great. The next time I will bring my digital camera. The only reason why I didn't is because I lost my memory card.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I just let everyone else take pictures and then leave my phone in my bag and say, well, you know, you got to send me those pictures because I couldn't get my phone on. It was dead. Oh, it worked. It did work.
Although when I went to the restroom, I took the phone out of my pocket every time and put it in my
cooler. After you learned my lesson.
No, I did from the beginning, by the way. Yeah, just saying.
But just also, saying. Another PSA, when you're hovering and you have to go to the bathroom, please just make sure you hit the hole. Like, I don't understand why that's the problem.
Yeah, that was a big disaster.
Oh my god.
The toilet on the left.
Yes!
Gone. It was gross, dude. I don't even know.
I walked in and I was like, I have to pee so bad. And I'm like, I can't wait in line. I got out. I'm like, I looked at the girl behind, like, that was going in. I'm like, do not look at the toilet seat.
What? It looked like almost like an oatmeal raisin batter.
All right. Okay. Gross. This is turning into
clearly, that's what it looked like. I mean, I only saw it because everyone was like, oh my god, what is going on? And I was like, yeah,
that's dude, eat some cheese, man. Blah, shit.
This sounds like a shitty situation.
The shittiest. So.
Some shit's creaking back home, huh?
Oh, God. Well, at least it didn't happen to me. I just got the new iPhone, so I'm like,
Yeah, I'm careful.
Yep.
So, 3-time champ, blinded by the white, did not win. Don't neglect the balls, won. So I told John, Zeke Pacina, that I would be so happy if he did not win, and he didn't. And then at Stones, he was crying on my shoulder,
yes.
And I felt really bad after he was crying, because, you know, grown man, I'm not supposed to cry, and he's crying, and I'm like, oh, now you make me feel bad, and
it's only a game.
Not to these boys.
I know.
I mean, he was walking around with a pig in his hand, was he not?
Yes.
Penelope the pig.
So cute. The cutest thing ever.
I mean, I love Suze. I didn't realize Suze had a cannon, but, you know.
Of course he does.
I didn't know.
You didn't know that?
No, I just met him like a few years ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I meet everybody now.
So it's really funny. Like, every year there's usually, like, last year there was like a guy and girl that met there and they started dating. That was cute. And then that broke off. And then this year, there was this guy on a team that was cute, but there was, like, a few girls that were mesmerized by him, okay?
I mean, you had to be. He was wearing these tight little, like, European shorts.
Wasn't everybody? Cute.
Some was the thong, some with the jaw
strap. Some
with
the G strings.
Then you had the Vikings. I don't even know what they wore because they had these fur things all over them.
They were amazing.
So it was kind of cool to see little shorts there.
So it started at the field and then ended up at the After Stones thing that we went to. And I witnessed it. Bridget, Christina, Joey, Kate, pretty much everyone there witnessed it.
Craig, Hannah.
Like,
Jamie, the bartender.
Everybody. So, Joey learned a new term.
Everyone's learning this term.
So, this happened. It was called box blocking.
Yes.
Okay. So, we watched the ultimate box block.
Yes.
Front row, firsthand.
And here's the funny part. Neither one of those girls went home with him because he had come down with all his friends.
Correct.
Therefore, he wasn't going home with any of them. And they're both fighting over him. Like, and he's buying them both drinks.
That's right.
Making them both think that, hey, I got this.
Or was he being nice? Was he just being nice and buying
them drinks?
He was
a very pleasant...
Was he feeling it? I didn't get too close. I have never... Okay, so for those who don't know... Or let me educate you. Box blocking is a term that I started using a few years ago instead of cock blocking. Because men have that it's a cock blocker where either a male friend or a female friend gets in between them when they're trying to spit game at somebody.
Sorry.
Leave it up to Bridget. Leave it up to her to bring up the urban terms.
Right?
Hell yes.
Yeah. And I visualize everything when people say things. That's what kills me.
So.
Oh God! Stop being such a visual person.
So I call it box blocking because when a girl is trying
to block another girl.
Yeah. Right. I mean, we don't have cocks. I mean, you know.
My name's Cox.
I mean, you got cocks. Because you're
Alicia Cox. I'm a Cox.
Well, we did go Cox versus Cox at one point, too.
Yeah.
Yes, we did. We played Ryan.
Sorry,
Cox.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Cox. I had to find a spot.
No, it's bad. I have never seen vicious box blocking to the point where they are saying shit to each other's faces in front of a dude. Without, like, it was amazing. I mean, I've seen it where a girl will be, like, all up in his business.
Joey was absolutely beside himself, by the way.
He's never
seen such activity.
And I've never seen such activity. I've seen it where, like, a girl's talking to a guy. She walks away to go to the bathroom or she goes to do something. And this other girl comes in, swoops in, and is like, hey, you should come with me instead of her. Not in front of the girl's face, the other girl's face. I watched that happen. I was like,
right.
Damn.
Well, here I am walking around, you know, talking to the crazy Ivans, coming back, getting a drink, losing my nachos halfway through. I was so bummed because they were so good, but then someone took them and got rid of them. I don't know what happened. They didn't go in the porta potty? No, this was at the Stone, so I don't know what was going on there, but of course I grabbed a drink. I don't even know. I think I was drinking water at that point because I was driving. So I got water and I just sat at the table and I kind of missed half of it, but then it's like the way they were talking, I could see it. Yeah. I did see some of it, but it kills me just to see how it really went down.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
I've never seen something like that before in my life.
And then that was the end of story.
That was
didn't hear anything of it.
Game over, bitch.
No, game over. Once he walked out of the place.
Didn't even know who he came with because I think I was talking to Anton and his friend. With the one with the merkin. He had a merkin.
I almost died. Merkin guy. I told him I had to explain it to one of my friends earlier. I know this is such a disgusting conversation, but when they
first... Okay, because we haven't had a shitty conversation so far.
No. When they first arrived at the field and they were taking photos, I was like, does he have his dick out?
So funny.
Oh my God. I'm like, and it is... That thing is huge. And then you got closer, and it's a merkin. I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus.
Red-headed merkin. It was kind of funny looking.
Oh, man. And it was so funny because from far away, and I'm like, I got great eyesight. I was like, what? What is that?
I remember you hit me on the shoulder being like, does that guy have his thing out? And I'm like, oh, I think so. And then it was like you said, you got closer, and it was like hair on each side. And I was like, that's a merkin. That is what that is.
It's like 11:15 in the morning. I'm already like, someone's got their out. Oh my God.
So yeah, you've seen it all at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, everything.
Much, you know?
Yeah. So I love listening to everyone's like theme songs, and mine this year, ours this year, was absolutely fucking amazing.
But they forgot to play it first time. I know. Was like,
I know. They had some technical difficulties.
Yep.
And I love them. Have you ever, like, listened to a song or been listening to a song or then all of a sudden was like, oh my God, that song?
Yeah.
So I did this the other day with Bridget. Bridget's like, are you fucking kidding me? She was beside herself when I did this. So all of a sudden, I'm listening to, was it Sam Hunt?
Breaking up in a small town. Good song.
I listened, I've heard it, what, a million times?
Correct.
Totally have heard it a million times. It's like light dawns on Marblehead. All of a sudden I listen to it and I go, holy shit. Like, it just all came together for me. And I'm like, holy fuck. And I'm like, sorry, I keep swearing.
It's all right, it's for the puppies.
So, Bridget's like, yeah. So, have you ever, like, has that ever happened to you where you've listened to the same song 40 million times and all of a sudden you went, no shit.
Yes. Jeremy? And I feel like it's more country. I mean, I listen to everything, but country.
It's always more country.
It always kills me because you actually, you know, you're not out in there and pulling horses with your carriage or anything that everyone thinks that it is. But if you really sit down and listen to songs, it somewhat pertains to almost anybody you know.
Right.
I mean, always know somebody in that position, or you're in that position yourself, and you start to think, and you're like, all right, I gotta change the song, I gotta get out of here, it's making me miserable, I gotta get something wild going, and then that's when the crazy electronic music starts. Sorry.
Yeah. I was gonna say, you know, I noticed when I came back, a lot more people listen to country music now, and I'm like, when did Gloucester become country?
I think it's more because country here is... different, like it's not the old country, obviously, not twang, whatever.
Right.
And it's country rock, but what drives me crazy mostly is the people or the artists that actually started the country and now are going to, like, you know, amp radio and all that. And it kills me because it's like they were such good artists as a country singer, mm-hmm. but yet they're even better as a different proper, type of
But I will yeah. say that Sam Hunt yeah. came out the yeah. gate like I this, and Hunt. I love him.
And he looks just like Julian Edelman.
Oh my clearly. God, yes.
Yes. So I saw him today online, and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love yeah. Sam Hunt.
Yes,
we all do. My song, you know what song? I finally paid attention to the lyrics, and I'm like, this song is 20 years old. Pearl Jam's Jeremy. I'm like, are you...
Doesn't that make you feel old? Because it kills me.
I'm like, yeah, no, it does.
Yeah.
But like listening to the lyrics and the words, I'm like, oh shit, that's what he's been saying this whole time?
Yeah.
And you know, I have a cousin named Jeremy, and I feel sorry, I didn't mean to misquote the song and sing it to you. That song is like, I'm
so
like,
what is it about?
It's about a kid going into school after being beaten by his father and kills himself in front of his whole class.
Oh, yeah. That's very like forward of like 20 years ago.
Well, that's it. Better. You know what I mean? Like that's what scares you. It's like some of these things are really happening. So it's
yeah, but like
it's weird. Yeah. Actually,
but Pearl Jam, you know, Pearl Jam came out when we were in the grunge era. Yeah. Came out 23 years ago, and that song has been. And for some reason, I was at a stoplight one day, and that song happened to be on. And I'm like, fuck, that's what they say?
Well, it's the more you hear it, too.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's what kills you. It's like, you know, some of these songs, I mean, I first started listening to country when Gretchen Wilson, okay, was, like, my number one song that I loved.
That's when you started listening to country?
Yeah. Okay, so that was a while ago, but not too long ago. Correct. That's what it is. That was my song. I loved it. I don't even know why. I was listening to, I don't know, dance music. And I liked it, but you couldn't catch on to it. There was nothing to sing. And then I was like, you know what, let's try something different. And then that one song just threw me, and it was it.
Yeah.
So
I love it.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Where was I going with this?
I'm not sure.
Oh, so today I posted something on Facebook, which obviously my Facebook is not public. But Joey and I always make fun of people that, like, do the vague posts and stuff like
the
that.
The quote posts?
Not even quotes. It could be quotes. It could be memes. It could be, like, very vague. Have you ever been challenged in your life and you wanted to quit?
Yeah. All the time.
With me all the time. That's very dramatic.
Challenged all the time. No, it's not dramatic.
And you want to quit all the time?
It's one of those things where it's like, I just...
Like, what do you challenge that you want to just quit?
I just... Sometimes there's just no point in fighting. It's like, I'm done. I'm out. I'm out.
Tag me, I'm done.
Deuces. But if you do that, you're only killing yourself. Because you're set as a child or as any little person to fulfill your fears and to be the best that you can be. And for me, if I was to quit, I mean, I might not be the best at everything. Obviously, none of us are. You know, some of us are great here and there and everything. But if you quit, you're letting yourself down. That's how I see it. And who cares what other people think of you? Like, that's my big thing. If you don't like what I'm wearing, I don't care. It's on me, not you. If you don't like it, then keep your mouth shut. You know? Yeah. I mean, and that's how I think about anything. If you have something to say, or I might not like your bottle that's sitting here, but you know what? I'm not going to be like, I hate that color of blue. Why couldn't it be pink?
Because it's almost color. And I'm
not
going to
judge
you.
Not for nothing. Both of those things in the color of your shirt.
I'm going to throw a penny in there for the puppies.
But if it's not going to judge, and I don't think I would, you, nobody would, but it's just... I don't know. Quitting to me is like the last thing on earth I would do. Even if it's a power struggle. And you know what? Sometimes trying and failing is just as good as quitting. That's how I see it. Because at least you tried. You gave everything.
I have a problem. I don't like to fail. So when things happen in my life where I feel like I've completely failed or I feel like a failure, I don't do well with that. Because I am like, that's just the way that I am. Like I am just like, I don't know if I'm a perfectionist, but I don't, like, in my mind, like, I don't fail.
But you're not failing because what if there's someone other than you that's not as good at what you're doing and you went further? So you're really not a failure because you beat them. You know what I mean? Like, say, I don't know. I mean, I'm a softball player. That's all I know. Really? Yeah. I mean, that's really good. So if same I here. Can't run to first in 3.5 seconds or whatever.
Whatever.
And someone, you know, beat me by, like, 2.8. Look at those poor people that can't run at all. You still beat other people. You know what I mean? Like, you have to put yourself out there and say, well, you know what? I can do it because there's other people that can't do it. And that's why, to me, failing is not even an option. That's how it is. Because there's always somebody worse off than you.
Thanks for the pep talk.
Yeah, right?
I had to remind you of this. This is like, this is so weird.
This is why I told you to invite her tonight. I knew she would be great at this.
But, you know, I mean, that's just how I feel. I don't know if it's wrong or right, but hey, who cares?
Right?
I don't, you know, I don't care. So that's my perspective on that. Sorry, Bridget, totally cut you off.
Nope, it is totally fine.
She ranted there. She was like, oh, hell no.
No,
we're
no.
not talking about nothing.
No,
you
know.
Nothing happened.
Because a lot of what she said, you know, does resonate with me. But, I mean, when it comes to, like, challenged by, like, other humans or other people or other, like, friendships and stuff like that, sometimes I'm like, no, fuck this. I'm out.
I mean, I understand.
I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with your poison.
But do you have a friend? Do you have that friend that calls you out? So, like, today, like, I put up a vague post, and I knew that I did the minute I did it. And, you know, I'm just at a point where I'm just, like, at some point, I'm just like, I fucking throw in the towel, dude. I'm just throwing in the towel. And then Joey totally calls me out, was like, oh, why don't you just post a little meme while you're at it? Like, totally. So do you have any of those friends that, well, they don't care. Like, they don't care. And it's really funny. Most of them are my guy friends.
Right.
My guy friends would be like, oh, do you want some cheese with that wine, Alicia? Like, what do you want me to do? Boo-hoo, let's do this. Like, you know, I know girls won't because girls might find offense to it, but do you guys have that person that does that to you?
I think it's kind of good in a way that they do that because it kind of keeps you in line. You know what I mean? Like, you could be freaking out or being bent out of shape about something, but even just the stupidest, littlest things, what Joey said to you probably made you laugh. And
I did,
laughing.
And then I went and found a meme. And
see? So there are no
basically what I was doing, whether people caught on to it or not, I was making fun of myself. And it says, I know you're upset. Why don't you post something passive aggressive in a Facebook status and not explain the situation to anyone? That usually helps. And that's totally what, you know.
But that's what sometimes all you need to hear, you know, is just that one person, like you said, is your friend. Well, you have friends because it's certain, you know.
I have someone that's
friends,
not like, necessarily a friend, but he likes to, when I post something that's a little like, oh, you know, blah, 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 he'll be like, he will comment, and it'll be so fucking snarky and so fucking sarcastic that it's like puts me in check. And it's like, you know, I'm just gonna delete this whole post.
I said, oh, that's it.
I'm just gonna delete this whole post. I also
set myself up for disaster. That's how I roll.
I also have a friend that, like, if I'm sharing, I'm very particular about what I share nowadays, or like articles and whatnot. He will sit there and be like, this is a fake story. Or he will comment.
Don't you love that? I hate that.
Oh, no. I love it because you know what? I do it to my mom. My mom will share everything and anything.
Or that happened 5 years ago. That's
all
not
that,
current.
All that clickbait shit. I'm like, you need to stop.
Well, that's why I was a victim of that. And I thought that Betty White died.
But you fell for that again?
That was like a year or two ago, though.
Oh, my God.
But it didn't make... It made kind of sense because she is in her 90s.
Correct.
And then
she's 96.
She's not 96.
She's
96 now?
I think so, yeah. Something. 90-something. I know that. I saw it the other
day. Tyler's obsessed with Betty White.
Well, what kills me is that you say that. I was at work the other day, and I was talking about wine for some reason because I love to drink wine. But,
Oh, then you and I should talk.
Well, yes, absolutely. But it was so funny because people are like, you know, did you ever hear that thing that's on Facebook? And I'm like, well, sometimes you can't believe everything on Facebook. She's like, no, you should have saw this wine. They have stuff in it that, like, makes you talk like you have helium in your voice. And I'm like, no way. And I'm like, all right, now I get a look and see what's really going on. Because I can just picture myself with all my friends around a campfire, drinking and talking like little kids and killing each other. Like, the funniest thing. But it was all fake.
Yeah.
I was so bent out of shape.
My mother has a habit of posting all this wine-related stuff to me. And she sent that over to me. And I had already shut down that from someone who tagged me in a post. I'm like, yeah, no, that's not real. And then she did it, and I was like, I love you, but it's not real.
But how cool would that be, seriously?
That would be pretty funny.
I would love it.
Why don't you just drink wine and suck on a helium balloon?
Because I'd probably pass out, honestly.
Really?
You really want to be honest.
So I came across this new app because someone told me to get it. And I was like, and everyone's like, Alicia Dury, you didn't know what this app was? Okay, we all know I'm technically challenged. No. Okay, well, yeah, I am. I'm technologically challenged. Okay, so I'm technically technologically challenged. Okay. That was tongue twister. Say that 5 times fast.
Nope.
So it's called Tango.
Or TTC, you know, like technologically challenged. Is that what it is?
Have you ever heard of Tango?
No.
Okay, Bridget, have you?
Not until you told me about it the other day.
Okay, see, so it's not just me.
Oh, you in the crowd? You in the in crowd?
Well, I'm apparently not in the in crowd.
Darcy was like, Alicia. So I had to call Darcy, and I'm like, Darcy, what is this? And she didn't know, and she told me what it was. So she's like, so I have an Android. And you have an iPhone, but Bridget has an Android.
I just left the Samsung family, actually.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yes.
So, and it's basically FaceTime for an Android. So you can download the app. It's really cool. And it connects you to everyone that has this app, which, by the way, I didn't realize so many people I knew had this app, which is why I'm so surprised. I've never heard of it. And you can FaceTime. You can chat. And this is my favorite feature of all. Bridget, you're going to love this.
You can read the text message when they read it or seen it?
No, that's WhatsApp, and that's cool, but that's too. You can do 30-second snippets of any song you want, and you can send songs to them.
That's cool.
That's freaking amazing, right?
Yeah.
So because my life is like, I'm big on music, right? Everything in my life, honestly, is about music. Just everything. I love just everything. It's how I express myself. You heard my opening song. That's how I express myself. Like, that's it. So when I downloaded this, I was like, oh my God, it was so cool. So now I feel like everyone should just have it. But then I'm like, oh no, because I'm always that person. I'm like, I don't want FaceTime. What if someone calls you and you answer it and you're not in the right moment. You're not home or you know, at the grocery store, or you're not where you say you're gonna be, you know, things like that.
Yeah, you're called in a porta potty,
but no one's answering. I know, right? They're like, why does it look so dark in here?
I love you, Christina, but fuck your face.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Sorry.
But I love this. I love this app. Do you know this app would have saved me a lot of, you know,
I was gonna tell you though that Facebook has FaceTime messaging on their Messenger. Did you know that?
I didn't know that. Yeah. But I don't have the messenger.
But if you don't know, if you don't want to be Facebook friends with that person, it makes total sense.
Oh, here.
But I've been caught, I think it was like last Fiesta or the Fiesta before, my friends out west might have Google Hangout me, like video chat, and I might have been naked and I didn't realize it.
Awesome.
They're like, are you naked? And I'm like, no. And they're like, Bridget, I can see your boobs. And I'm like, no. Uh-huh. And then I realize, I'm like, oh, they could probably see more than just my face and what I'm seeing.
Oh, no.
Had to throw a blanket on. It's all right. We've had family bonding time, apparently. It's fine.
So, oh, my.
Then you just brought up a great point, is that you have to be Facebook friends with that person.
Yeah.
After how long that you've been talking to somebody, do you allow them into your social media? Just saying. You're both so speechless, hiding. They're both, by the way, listeners, they're hiding right now.
That is not a true statement.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out what to say. So I'm like,
this is my answer. Never. Okay.
Yep.
Because when they listen to Alicia Unleashed, you know, especially because I'm kind of out there now, right? Then if they have never, Bridget is like pounding the wine right now.
Oh,
if you have not completely met me or know my personality, if you went on my Facebook or you listened to this podcast, you go running for the motherfucking hills, okay? You would be running. I'm just saying. So I don't really let anyone know like what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Until they fully know me, because they're going to be running. And
see, I think that's the fun of it. I think that's
want them to see the crazy?
I do. And I think that's who I am. I mean, completely. If you don't like me, and this brings back to the point that I don't care what people think of me. Like, I'm obviously not going to be a crazy lunatic and put these crazy obscene things on Facebook or whatever social media I have. But, you know, I want them to actually know I do speedo dodgeball or something way out there, because look, I mean, all of these people that love it now and were so afraid of it.
Right.
I mean, that's there. I mean, so those crazy people that were running for the hills are now your teammates or are now down there watching this crazy thing and can't wait to do it next year. I mean, that's where I think, you know, that's where you have to put stuff out there because people miss out on what people don't do, you know? Like, I would have never, I don't even know how we even became dodgeball buddies. I can't remember, like, how you even asked me to do it, honestly. But I just did it. I mean, maybe because I played softball and you knew I could throw. I don't know, but
I messaged you.
But how? Out of nowhere?
So it's all about networking. So Lynn Silver from Down Under Tanning.
Correct.
It was a few years ago. And I asked her if she wanted. She said, no way. Some people are just not comfortable in doing. That's totally cool. But she then gave me a million suggestions for people. And I'm like, no. And she came across your name. I was like, yes! Oh, my God!
Totally. Now, why did you pick me? Because of what reason?
Because you're fun.
Exactly. So if I didn't post those things on Facebook that I do, you wouldn't have known me.
I was about being fun. I wanted someone to be that I knew that had skill and that was fun. And I knew
This came up on my time hop today.
Oh, my God.
Dodgeball did come up on my time hop today.
Yes, mine did too. With the team, all with the legs and everything, the colors and... Yeah, it was cool, but, you know, just going back to the whole thing about that whole, you know, about your social media, running away from things is kind of a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, being that person that's always on, I mean, people looked at me, like, at work, like I was crazy for doing Speedo Dodgeball. How much fun did all of us have?
Right?
Yeah. So I guarantee you, if I brought any of those people next year down there, they'd be like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why isn't this like a professional thing? See, like, why is this happening?
Well, it's a world championship. Apparently, it's all over the world.
That's the thing is, like, people look at me like I have four heads when I talk about it now. But when I used to go, when I lived out west, we would do random shit all the time. I'm like, come on, this is hilarious. And they're like, no. I'm like, where else are you going to be able to go sleep in an aquarium or go do this do that? You're not. Like, live your friggin' life. Get the memories now.
That's right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, who cares what you look like in a Speedo? Do you think everyone down there looked awesome? Because I certainly didn't. I was the palest one. Actually, I wasn't.
You were not.
Look how tan you are. Is that your normal color right now?
No. Well, no, because in the summer, clearly I'm the color of your dining room table. Like, dark brown.
Compared to us right now.
So, you think you're white, but compared to me, you're not white.
It killed me to see me this way, but... Who cares? No one cared. I mean,
no, it was so much fun.
What everyone was talking about was the thong guy. Oh, wait, he was on our team. I keep forgetting. You know what I mean? But just, it was so cool because you saw these random things that you didn't even know existed until you went and did it.
Right.
And now you have that moment. Now you have that memory.
I mean, that was the first thing I said when we got to dodgeball.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hope that guy with the flag and the Speedo and the thong, whatever, is on our team. Legit. 5 minutes later, what he did?
Right?
He walked over, and I was like, oh my God, I almost died.
Score.
And then, when we were throwing the ball and doing whatever, and he ran in front of us, I was like, it was like an accident. It was like an accident. I could not stop looking, but I had to, but I couldn't, and I was like, rubbernecking the whole way.
It was like a train wreck.
Total train wreck. Man.
I watched train wrecks in my life every day, and I'm like, this shit's gonna just fucking be a train wreck.
He opted to be barefoot the whole day.
I know.
Day.
I was like, I don't know why, and he's like...
We're like, we walked down to the field and we're like, no, bro, you can't be barefoot. There's rocks. And he's like, no, I'm doing it.
But he made it.
I mean, he did it. He survived. Did it.
And yeah.
If he didn't have to leave to go to Stones, he would still be barefoot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would. So
it was a good sport.
I feel like we should have like questions for people, like the newbies all the time because Kevin Bacon brought up the Tinder.
The Tinder.
Are you on the Tinder? Tinder.
I am. I can't remember the. I don't know my profile picture.
Oh, Kevin Bacon was on.
I'm not that type of person. Like, I hate the whole media thing. I'm like the person to go to the bar, and if I see you, great. Or if I go to the dodgeball, and I see you, and we talk, that's fine.
So you're waiting for natural selection?
Absolutely. And you know what? And I'm older now, and I really don't care what happens to me because it's going to be to the point that. It's going to happen or it's not, and I'm fine where I am. Like, I'm not going to be like, oh, my God, I'm going to be one of those people that are alone for the rest of their lives. Really? Like, why am I going to drown myself like that?
Seriously? I think
she's like, how do you get to that point?
Yeah.
Which point?
the point they're at right now where
you get zero fucks.
You get zero fucks.
Because I just don't care what people think of me, and I think that's a huge challenge.
But it's not even
challenge.
Like what you think of you, but like how because do you I get know, to that point where you're like, I'm cool if I'm alone for like
because
whatever.
I know I'm not an independent person, okay? So I would go to a bar by myself, or I would go to Candy Lake by myself, or I would jump out of a plane by myself, and I'm not going to let anybody hold me back. Okay,
right.
That's what is the top line here. And if I'm going to do that for the rest of my life, I'm not living. So
right.
If I want to do that and wait for that special person, I'm waiting for what?
But you can still do that and wait for,
I
like,
mean, you can,
whatever,
but like, I'm not
yeah.
going to, I mean, honestly, I play 4 leagues of softball. I work full time. And I have 2 dogs at home. Like, I don't have time for the aggravation.
Or do you do that so you can't enter someone in?
Well, no, because I joined the 4 leagues to find someone and look where I am. I mean, I'm still...
If you're like Bridget, you know what I mean? If you're like Bridget, she joined all lesbian and gay leagues. Of course
hey,
she's not going to
find
someone.
Well, I don't know.
Hey,
whoa. You and Joey. I don't understand what you and Joey are like. Oh, you play on the gay and lesbian team? Did you see a lot of lesbians? Did you know, like the lesbians? Listen, they have straight brothers, nephews, cousins.
It's all the audience. We know that.
And I am not the only heterosexual watching gay softball. I have had plenty of ass. Well, on tournament, okay?
Well, then, that tournament.
I have got I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
I
think
always,
I need to sponsor a softball team next year.
I have always found the heterosexuals in the group. I'm like, oh, hey, let's be friends.
And not for nothing, I play in two co-eds, one all girls, and one all guys. And let me just tell you.
You're allowed to play in the all guys?
Yeah, I'm the only one in the league.
Because it's an open league.
I got in a draft. Oh, it's the best. But what kills me is the same drama that goes on the girls' team is the boys' team
oh, yeah.
as well, okay? If not worse.
If not worse.
Yeah, boys
the men's
are
so
dramatic.
Yeah, I read a post today that
boys
one of my teammates
so
wrote that in the post, and it kills you because it's so true.
Have you seen the guy softball video where there's always that one
yes.
guy? Oh, my God.
And how many times have I get it sent to me, is this what you guys look like? No. I play, and that's how I get my frustrations out. So maybe I am a little frustrated
ooh.
As a single and whatnot, but I hit bombs over Baghdad if I needed to.
Yeah! Look at her!
That's what I do.
Seriously.
The frustration grows and you gotta let it out and I can't do that walking my poor 12-year-old dog. No way. So I go and hit a couple balls.
All right, Christina.
Over the fence and be good.
I'm gonna put this out there just like the way I started in San Francisco.
Oh, God.
I want to come and watch.
Yeah.
And whenever you need a fill-in, I got cleats and I got a glove that needs some love.
Well, she is the athletic supporter, right?
So
I'm
an amazing athletic supporter.
No, it's fun, and I play Beverly, Boston. I mean, I play fall ball, so it's just it's the people that you meet.
Yeah, that those
that are,
who
they
become,
don't care about anything else. Like they have wives and kids, and they come and you're like them. Like you're part of their family when they're there.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like I work all day, go home and change, grab my dog if it's a close game, bring her up, and I will stay there for 3 hours. We'll either drink at the field,
yeah.
you know, or we'll go to a bar or something, but. Whoever's there, we're part of their family,
yeah.
you know, and that's how people feel with me. So it's like, you know, sometimes I don't even want, like, I love being alone, but I hate being alone at the same time,
mm-hmm.
you know, because like I said, you don't hold back, but it's those crazy, windy, rainy, wintry nights that you want to sit by somebody and cuddle next to a movie. Yeah, that don't happen, first of all. You get your dog, the phone rings, you got to go to the bathroom, you got to refill the wine. Something's not working on the video. You're never sitting down relaxing because that doesn't exist in my
like,
life.
Do I look okay? Like, when does this happen?
Not to stress out because I don't really care what I feel like. But if I was on a date, I would, of course, stress out.
Yeah.
I don't even need that aggravation sometimes. So I think what I do, it's kind of good and kind of bad, you know? I mean, I see it both ways, but I can't hold back, so I just do it, you know?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Well, like, my
you know,
when I started softball, I played on a co-ed league.
Co-ed?
And then I played on a men's open league. And
yeah.
then it got to the point where they still didn't know me from a hole in the wall. They only knew me as my roommate's roommate. That's all they knew me as. Barb and Cheryl's roommate. And then I took on a whole new personality. It helps when you have a shake weight with pom-poms on it, but I started infiltrating that whole league. And by the end, I had like 75 people that I consider, like, if I was ever in jail, a lot of them were lawyers, I could call them, you know, or I went out with them. I was always doing something, so I became part of their family.
It is. It's a huge
thing. It's a huge group. When you can get in with the right group of people, it's like...
And you know what? To do that, you have to go crazy. I mean...
Yeah.
You know, I live in Gloucester, okay, and I went to the farm once. And I said, you know, I think I need to join a softball league. I went out not knowing anybody at the farm. Mm. Not the owners, not the patrons, nobody. I didn't even know the farm because it's so out of nowhere when you're in Gloucester. You don't feel like going to Essex and going down 22 and watch for the cops. But I went up to the bartender and I was like, you know what? I'm like, do you have a softball team? Like anything? Because I noticed out the back they have this big volleyball net, so they got to do something.
Right.
So she's like, yeah. Here's the name, and I think it was like a Frankie or something I had to talk to.
No.
And
Frankie!
I was like,
Frankie,
yeah.
Do you know Drake?
Do you know Drake?
Frankie, do you know Drake? Frankie?
So I randomly just gave the girl my number, didn't know her, and no lie, 2 months later I get a call from...
You were on the farm. Are you still
from
on?
From Gwen. There was a Gwen that used to work at the farm, and then she worked at the Y, but she was there, and she was like, oh yeah, we have one more spot to be on the farm.
Nice.
So I was a... Slam Pig participant, that was the team name, okay?
What?
Yes, and we had the awesome shirts, and then that all fell through. We became Team Animal. That all fell through, and Ooh. Now I'm on Fibber McGee's. So, I mean, it's a pretty cool transition.
Oh, I love Fibber McGee's.
You know, because you transition through, like, 3 or 4 teams, so that's, right. what, 25, 30 people a team. Mm-hmm. So now right. you already got all these people that you know of.
Yeah. Right.
And when you go out, you see them everywhere because it's like a whole coalition up in Beverly.
Yo, yeah.
Every bar.
Got a good scene.
You know, the Anchor, Jacob's Corner, Anmal. I mean, they all have these bars that are there and everyone
Let's
goes there.
Go Beverly and Party Christina.
You know? So, yeah. And I know plenty yes. of people in Beverly, so if anything ever happens, I'm staying there and I can work there because I work at the hospital. But, yeah, I mean, I just think.
Yeah, it's good. Beverly's scene is great.
I like it. I
Beverly's
and that's
scene
the type
has
of
grown
person
with
that you
Soma,
don't want to go out
Farrell
with
House.
Your boyfriend or with your significant other, whatever. It's a place for friends, and you can do your own thing, and no one judges you, and it's all so close to each other.
Yeah. That's
you
how
can
I feel about the gay clubs.
Well,
I love going to, like back in the day when we went to, like, France.
Oh, my God,
France! Landing. It's like no one judges
that.
You. They're all the
France
gay clubs.
France is
a Lynn. Yeah. That, like, no one judges you. And it's, like, I think, like, I've always loved, like, you know, when we went to the drag shows and we went to Lowell. I mean, I've been everywhere around here. I love it when you, like, you know, you walk in, no one cares.
See, that's the best part. And I think that's why, you know, sometimes you have to just go and not look back and not care what people think because you're missing, you're going to get something out of
you're
the same
too focused
thing
on what other people are
thinking
right,
of you
when they are not even thinking about you.
Or they're not doing it and they're jealous of it. I mean, how many people were jealous that I play that speed of dodgeball? They were like, I can't believe you're playing it. This was what, Thursday, Friday? Mm-hmm. And here I went back to work on Monday with my sprained ankle or whatnot. But they were like, oh, I mean, all these people at work that I didn't even talk to, they were like, oh, how was it? I was thinking of you when it was sunny and cold. And I'm like, yeah, it was great. You know, we had this awesome new participant on my team and we lost, but we had so much fun. And it was a whole experience, not just the team. I mean, it was everything. It was,
right.
you know, the DJs was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was great. So,
yeah.
I mean, that was
yeah.
huge.
Love it. Aw. What are we at?
See, I told you she'd be perfect for
She's
this.
Awesome. And therefore,
and she
another,
was nervous,
another
too.
Person, another person. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to... It's
she run this damn
station.
Show.
She ran it.
Because I don't care what people think. Bottom line.
So 53 minutes, I think that's good. I wonder how long the homie cast is going to be tonight. Probably like an
45
hour.
Minutes. No, just kidding.
Yeah, right.
The
homie cast is probably going to be an hour and a half.
By the way, I finally met all of them. I met James. I met Craig.
Yeah, you did.
And I know that Joey, boss man, hates when I talk about who I've met. I met Hannah.
Why does he talk hate about what who you
He's
met?
He's like, when apparently he did not like episode 21 when we were talking about like how Darcy and I were in Fort Dix together.
Oh, okay. He doesn't like, yeah, he likes us to just be crass like all the time.
We're classy broads.
We're classy broads, Joey. Get the fucking straight, dude,
yeah.
right? We're classy. Fucking classy, Joey. Get it fucking
Joey.
Right.
Which totally reminds me, has anybody seen the people on YouTube that, like, the girls from Boston, And they're always talking about the bars, and they talk with that weird slang, and it's the funniest thing.
Would they sound like that from Rivia?
It's awesome. If you ever go on it, it is great. So definitely check that out.
Oh my God, is it like watching the Whitey Bulger movie?
It is. It's, well,
it was so bad. If I had, oh my God, I watched it part of the Whitey Bulger movie, and if they said freaking prick, freaking whatever.
But Johnny Depp, seriously?
Johnny Depp does.
I would love to just eat him up. I can't even
say. I love Johnny Depp. I just, you know, and the way that they transform him in every movie is
insane.
That's
what
is
crazy.
Like, for the Whitey Bulger, you would have never even known it was Johnny Depp.
No.
So it technically didn't even have to be Johnny Depp.
Nope.
Didn't have to, because it looked nothing like him. But he did such an amazing job.
As always.
Have you seen the whole movie?
I have.
Whitey Bulger?
Mm-hmm.
I saw just a snippet of it.
I mean, I couldn't remember it because it was, like, so long ago, so I couldn't really... I mean, it was when we were a little bit younger, so I couldn't...
No, the actual movie that
I know,
Depp
yeah,
just
but
did.
The whole story.
Oh, I know.
Couldn't
I didn't
really
right,
remember,
yeah, yeah.
Like, what actually went on.
Yeah.
But it was, you know, I mean, for a movie portraying something, I think it was pretty good.
Right.
I guess.
So, you good, Bridget?
I'm good.
All right, 55 minutes. This is episode number 22, Alicia Unleashed. Peace out, bitches.
Big balls. I've got big balls. They're such big balls.